The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
8:14, beautiful Monday morning. First Monday in December. We are into December, in case you lost track of all that during the holidays. Highs today only in the 60s, and right now we're hanging around 48 degrees if you average the temperature throughout the area. And we're joined by Ramon Antonio Vargas, editor and reporter at The Guardian, to talk about the latest on a couple of different things. How you doing, Ramon?
Good morning. I am good, trying to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, it's tough after the long weekend. Let me get to this text real quick while Ramon is on. Can you ask if he's got an update on the state police raid of the Archdiocese offices? Do you know anything new?
There isn't much. There isn't much new. I know that it is ongoing. I know that it is active. You know, unfortunately, the length of the investigations are, especially one as complex and covering as long a period of time that this one is. Obviously, those investigations are measured in years usually, as opposed to weeks or months. But I know there's, I can confirm as of a few days ago that it is ongoing and active for sure.
All right, let's talk about this Anthony Odiong. Boy, you know, and I'm just reading through your story here, and you can tell us the whole story. You got, you know, at least 10 minutes to do that, Ramon, maybe a little bit more. But I just can't imagine getting anybody to give me $25,000. Can you?
No, I
really can't.
And
I like to think that I'm a kind of personable guy. You know what I'm saying? That I could, I'm likable, but not. But boy, this guy. Tell me the story. Go ahead.
I mean, I think that also what's remarkable about that, as best I can tell, it's not like $25,000 for a specific cause that you're helping someone else or that you're going through like a difficult, I think it's just 25,000. Like, hey, here's 25,000.
Yeah.
Best I can do, you know,
I believe
what you want with
in
it.
You and the apocalypse that's coming in Africa and everything else that he's calling for, but I'm getting ahead of myself. This guy, look, you know, he can sue me if he wants, but this guy seems to be, although a Catholic priest and a sexual predator, he seems to be, just like your basic religious con man. And Anthony Odiong, if you want to sue me, go ahead. But truth is an absolute defense. Go ahead, Ramon.
I think it could be a painful discovery process if he did that.
Not to mention, yes.
But no, look, he's obviously Anthony Odiong, as we've discussed here, has been facing criminal charges in Texas. And the simplest way to put it is just for allegedly abusing his position of authority within the church to pursue sex with vulnerable women. And they're made vulnerable, I guess, by his position to them as like a spiritual advisor and kind of like the person guiding their spiritual journey. Right. What came out right before the holiday last week at a bail hearing, and he was trying to get his bail reduced. And one of the pieces of evidence that the authorities use to sort of argue in favor of keeping the bail in place at $5.5 million is that he has, you know, fathered at least two children with women whom he approached under the guise that I described. Obviously, it's not so much that. You know, it's obviously a violation of his, you know, promise of obviously priests are required to be celibate. So it's not so much a violation of that's why it came up in the hearing. It's more that, I mean, that is about the strongest proof, uh, of, of the pattern that he is accused of engaging in, right? Obviously, when you have a child that is living, breathing DNA evidence, especially when the mothers are people whom he initially approached under the guise of, hey, like, I'm kind of like the friendly local priest, and, you know, let me get close to you to kind of foster your, to help you foster your kind of relationship with God. And obviously, it's, well, if you remember last year, around this time last year, when he, Anthony Odion, was removed from ministry in the Archdiocese of New Orleans, at St. Anthony of Padua and Luling in particular.
Say that again. Please.
He was removed from ministry around this time last year at St. Anthony of Padua in Luling. You may remember that he initially tried to argue that that the reason was because he was he was opposed to the lifestyle of the LGBTQ plus community that Pope Francis since then and at the time has been sort of actively like courting and trying to make the church more welcoming to members of that, of those communities, as they as the church kind of tries to offset some of the losses in terms of numbers that it's had and reduction of population that it's had over the years. And then, if you may remember, he referred to those people as he quote unquote said that we were members of those communities. He insulted them as, you know, monkeys and chimpanzees and all sorts of elephants, if I recall correctly. Obviously, very offensive, very homophobic language that he was using at the time. And it's just remarkable because, by all indications, at the time he had pretty big secret as far as pretty big secret. Not to mention, pretty big sin if you are if you believe in. In those aspects of the Catholic doctrine, for sure.
Let me take a break real quick, because his problems in Texas go beyond violating his vows, correct? It goes to violating the law, and he is, as I understand it, deep trouble in Texas. I also want to talk about his imminent apocalyptic coming of the apostles in Africa, and he intends to eventually speak directly with Donald Trump and advise him on the apocalypse. We'll talk about all that when we come back. 820, this got nothing to do with Donald Trump. This is just what this guy saying, this con man saying. 821 traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Ramon Antonio Vargas, editor and reporter at The Guardian. Up until last year this time, Anthony Odiong was at, what's the parish?
St. Anthony in Luling.
In Luling. Subsequently, he's under arrest in Texas. And it's not just in Texas, it's more than just violating your priestly vows, correct, Ramon?
Yeah, no, he's accused. Texas has a law which criminalizes sexual contact, I guess, between a member of the clergy and a parishioner who is in that clergy member's spiritual sway, and especially usually in like kind of a spiritual advisor, like congregant role. And so he's accused of violating that with he's facing basically seven counts of seven of those charges with three women. But then they've identified at least nine women whom he sort of pursued under the same kind of pretense, though not all of them have led to charges, mainly because not all of them have been in Texas where that law is in effect.
So he's constructing, according to, this was the DA, I guess, or authorities that
yeah, so it,
tell me about that.
Correct. So it was at a, this information all came from a bail hearing in last week where he was trying to, he's being held $5.5 million bail. He can't afford it. That's just given the volume of charges against him. So he was arguing for, a bail that he was arguing would still be high, but that he could afford, and then would basically hang out in the jurisdiction until just out of custody until the trial came. And during that hearing, you had a detective testifying, and you had some arguments made by prosecutors as far as the access to the support that he would have if he were able to get out, and then basically make a run for it, right? He has one of the things that came up. One person testified that they you know, that that they could personally give $25,000 out of their pocket to basically, you know, fund his just kind of being out. They said, you know, I think one of the quotes that was really stunning was like, "We love you, Father." "Thank you, Father. We love Father." Right. And this is somebody that's accused this is somebody that's charged with, you know, basically sexually abusing, you know, these vulnerable people, around him, right? "He's a dear friend of myself and my family," was one person who testified.
And for people that are saying deport him, he's apparently sitting on a bunch of money building according to this detective, a luxurious home in Nigeria. This is pretty good for a simple priest, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. And he's also a U.S. citizen. So that's also obviously difficult to deport him at this stage.
So he's probably going to – they're not going to give him bond because even though his passport's expired, he would be a flight risk. So chances are they got the goods on him and he spends the rest of his life in jail, Ramon. I know you're a reporter. You don't like to speculate, but that's the way it would seem.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's two outcomes, right? He goes to trial. That's a lot of witnesses lined up against him, a lot of evidence lined up against him. I mean, considering what they've already aired, it tells you that, again, that's the tip of the iceberg so far. So he either goes to trial or he pleads guilty and kind of, you know, pleads for leniency. So we'll have to see what happens.
And real quick, we only have a minute left. He is part of the ongoing bankruptcy case here in this archdiocese, correct?
That's correct. There is at least one of the victims identified in the case has filed a claim for damages into the bankruptcy. Now, what's interesting is whether one of the things that remains to be seen is whether the criminal investigation into the archdiocese and whether it covered up decades of sexual abuse, mostly targeting children, whether there is a link between that investigation and this one in Texas. We will see whether one day Anthony Odeong is interviewed or is a witness in that case.
Let me wrap it up with this, Ramon, if I may, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. He was at St. Anthony of Padua in Luling up until last year at this time. Now he's facing life in prison in Texas. Accurate?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your time as always, Ramon. We'll talk to you again as soon as you uncover something else. I appreciate your work, Ramon Antonio Vargas, editor and reporter at The Guardian. We'll talk about keeping you safe on Cyber Monday when we come back. Right now, a minute late, time for WWL First News.